Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? A Little Goes a Long Way. Based on our reading from 1 Kings, let me read these verses to you. And Elijah said to the widow, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake of bread and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and for your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth." Again, our sermon title is, A Little Goes a Long Way. And I invite you this morning to look at your handout and follow along on that handout, the sermon outline. Some years ago, I ran across this delightful story on the internet. A local city work crew had been ordered to remove some trees in the town because a street was about to be widened. And as they were about to begin the protest, the foreman of the group and some of his workmen noticed, way up on top of a tree, a robin's nest. And they noticed the mother robin was sitting upon her nest, and it looked like she was about ready to come forth with her young. The foreman told the workmen to leave that particular tree alone and attend to the other trees. A couple days later, they came back, and by golly, what they found was a mother in her nest with a bunch of little peepers with their mouth wide open, asking mommy for food. She had a new little family of tiny little robins. Returning even some days later, the kind work crew had to take the tree down. And they found this time the nest was empty. But as they took the nest out, they noticed in the bottom of the nest was a small little crumpled up white card covered with mud and sticks and things from the nest. When a workman cleaned the card off, he found it was a little Sunday school card from the children's Sunday school. And the card read, "We may be little, but we trust in a big God." How fitting for the little robins, but even more fitting, today, we're going to talk about trust, about faith in God. And today we'll learn, especially in the realm of in faith, a little goes a long way when God is in it. In today's Old Testament reading from 1 Kings 17, we learn that God ordered the prophet Elijah to leave behind a life of comfort and security, to go to a town called Zarephath. It was a town on the Mediterranean Sea near the large city of Sidon. And the Sidonians were ancient and bitter enemies of the people of Israel. In fact, this area was where they had the headquarters of their false and despicable god, Baal. And this is where the king had his headquarters as well, a lesser man would have refused this assignment, but not Elijah. He went. Why? Because, as we shall soon learn, a little goes a long way when God is in it. We read the text. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow to feed you." So Elijah arose and went to Zarephath. Now it sounds so simple and so straightforward and so easy. But in fact, as we're going to learn, this was a tough assignment. But Elijah obeyed God. And oh, that more of us today would do the same thing. Elijah did just a little thing. He obeyed when he knew what God wanted him to do. But this little act of obedience would bring great results in the future. Elijah would learn that God is trustworthy and God would take care of him and his future. He would learn, you're going to hear this again and again in the sermon, a little goes a long way when God is in it. This is surely a good word to each of us who are gathered here today. Our God is calling us to a life of trust and obedience. He's calling each of us to rediscover that He is trustworthy. He is worthy of our trust, especially in any of our present uncertainties, or in perhaps in face of any of our uncertain futures. Now, my friends, I cannot name all the uncertainties in your life, but you and God know what you're thinking about when I mention these words. Whatever those uncertainties might be for you this morning, be reminded of the truth of that old gospel hymn that's over 100 years old. The chorus goes like this: trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It may seem like a little thing, but what Elijah learned, we can learn too. A little goes a long way when God is in it. Elijah went to the village of Zarephath, where God assured him there would be a widow to take care of him. We read from verse 10 of 1 Kings 17. So Elijah arose and went to Zarephath, and behold, there was a widow there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, "Bring me a little water that I may drink." The fact that a widow was there as God promised probably brought little comfort to Elijah, because Elijah well knew the strict and ancient traditions about widows. He knew that according to the ancient traditions, you did not impose upon these unfortunate people who had no one to care for them and who often were so desperately poor. To do so would bring down the wrath of God and man. Elijah well knew the words of Exodus 22, which read, "Thus says the Lord, you shall not mistreat any widow. If you do and they cry out to me, I will hear their cry and my wrath will burn against you." Now, it seemed that Elijah had been put by God into a rock, between a rock and a hard place situation. It was a tough situation. The widow was living in a time of drought. Rain had not come to that area for quite some time, and so now her difficult life was more difficult than usual. To top it all of that, Elijah probably felt somewhat responsible for her time of difficulty. Why? Well, as God's prophet and spokesman, before he went to this widow, Elijah was commanded by God to declare God's judgment on these people because they turned away from the true God and chased after false and despicable idols. And God's judgment came in the form of a drought, no rain, a condition sent to them to drive them to repentance. And now in this time of hardship that Elijah had a part in to make possible, he was commanded by God to live off the meager food and water of this poor widow. Elijah had to make absolutely sure that he was doing what God wanted him to do, and he wasn't doing this for any other motivation or reason. My friends, it's much too easy for each of us to move through our lives making decisions based on our own selfish desires, our own selfish inclinations, to make decisions based on "my will be done" rather than "Lord, thy will be done." As God's people, we are called to examine our priorities and make sure our decisions are based on God's will and not just our own. Might there be a decision some of you are facing today? Might there be a decision you're going to have to make in the near future? God wants to guide you and direct you, and so He invites you, as He did to, as He invited Elijah, to humbly trust Him, and then to obey the door He opens for you. When Elijah found the widow of Zarephath, she was gathering sticks. Do you remember Reuben reading that? She was out gathering sticks. Why was she doing that? She was too poor to buy cooking fuel and heating fuel from the merchants. She had to go outside the village to gather some meager sticks. Elijah's drought had done its worst. She and her son were desperate. And now appears Elijah, burned by the desert sun, thirsty and asking her for some of her precious little water. It must have been humiliating for Elijah to ask this woman for some of her water. For a man to ask a strange woman in that culture for a favor like this just wasn't done. But Elijah obeyed God. It may seem to us to be a little thing, but God would soon do something great through it. You see, a little goes a long way when God is in it. From this little act of obedience would come an abundance of food and water for the woman, for her son, and for her Elijah for many days to come. Elijah, though, was probably reluctant to ask this widow for help. Elijah is too much like you and me. Too much today we try to go it alone. To admit that we are weak and need the help of others is something we don't want to do. But God is teaching Elijah and us that as we desire to receive His guidance and obey Him, we can and should lean on others God puts in our lives. My friends, your loving Lord has put others in your lives to stand with you in the time of need, especially your brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of your church family, your pastor. This is God's gift to you, and it's a part of what it means to be His church, to be the people of God, to be the body of Christ. You don't have to go it alone. We read from our sermon text the next verses. And as she was going to get water, Elijah said, "Please also bring me some bread in your hand." Now listen to her words. But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour, a little oil in the jar, and I'm going for a few sticks that I may go prepare it for me and my son, that we might eat it and die." She was saying, "I've given up. I have little hope for God's help. Don't ask me for anything." She was saying to Elijah, this is a case when little is little and nothing good can come out of it. Could this sound familiar in my life, in your life, in our lives today? Perhaps you're at times tempted to respond like this when yet another need or another demand or another request comes your way. When someone comes to you asking of you, "Please share some of your precious bread and water." You want to protest like this widow protested, "I just don't have enough time. I don't have enough strength. I don't have enough finances or resources for the both of us. I'm not sure if I can trust God to take care of us. Now is a time when little is little, and I'm not sure God can see me through." But this was not the case with Elijah. Elijah refused to let the widow's cloudy view obscure his view of what God was about to do. Elijah knew that God had sent him to Zarephath and to this widow, and he knew deep down in his knower that God would see them through. Elijah teaches us a lesson we all need to learn today. The lesson is so important, I'm going to say it twice, and here it is. God does not embarrass those who put their confidence in Him. Let me say it again. God does not embarrass those who put their confidence in Him. Is this not one of the central truths we see when we look at our Lord upon Calvary's cross? Even as our Lord Jesus was crucified and was dying there for the sins of the world, even as our Lord Jesus was paying for your sins and for mine, for the sins of the world on Calvary's cross, He was struggling. Oh, He was struggling physically, to be sure. Can you even imagine the pain of crucifixion? But He was also struggling spiritually. As He bore, as our precious Lord Jesus bore the heavy load of the sins of the world, and as for a moment His Father in heaven turned His back on Him, we hear Jesus crying out, "My God, why have You forsaken Me?" At this moment, though He knew everything that was happening was a part of God's eternal plan, Jesus was in a state of physical and spiritual pain that none of us can even imagine. Everything that He was doing was because He loved us. And He was facing the powers of sin and death and hell for you and for me. But He was struggling. And yet, just before He died, He publicly declared His confidence in God. And by doing this, He declared, God will not embarrass those who put their confidence in Him. For just as He died, Jesus spoke these words of faith. Father, into Your hands I commit My spirit, and it is finished. Jesus tells everyone who was present at that cross and tells each of us today, take this truth home today. God does not embarrass those who put their confidence in Him. We read what comes next in our text from 1 Kings. Then Elijah said to the widow, "Do not fear. Go and make some bread for yourself, for your son, and for me. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour will not run out, the jar of oil will not be empty, until the day the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth." How could Elijah make such a declaration? Only because he had learned that God is faithful. And God's faithfulness gave Elijah faith. It works the same way for you and me. When we look back and see the faithfulness of God in our lives, it gives us faith. And Elijah's trusting obedience came as a natural result. You see, faith and obedience go hand in hand. Faith leads us to obedience. And obedience strengthens our faith. How does the story of widow and Elijah at Zarephath end? We read the last verses. So she did as Elijah said, and she and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour did not run out, nor was the jar of oil empty, according to the word of the Lord that He spoke through Elijah. Wow! It's such a simple message today. She simply trusted God and obeyed, and God provided. How about that? It seems like such a little thing, but here is a principle from God to take home with you today. A little goes a long way when God is in it. You see, it is never the size of our faith that is to be our focus. It is the size of our God, the largeness of His faithfulness, the largeness of His willingness to provide for His children, the largeness of His love and forgiveness for us. Sadie, you remember the opening story I shared you about the little robins in the nest? Remember what that Sunday school card read that could have been the theme for the nest of robins and can be our theme today? Here it is again. We may be little, but we trust in a big God. So, my friends, joyfully trust God and obey Him in both little and big ways, and we will learn a great lesson. A little goes a long way when God is in it. In the name of Jesus, amen.